During the month of November, we always remember our faithful departed, especially the poor souls in purgatory. A good pious practice, then, is to visit a cemetery for which we can gain a plenary indulgence. And so, always during this month, as well as throughout the year, I, and usually my mom with me, will go visit my father's grave over at Fairfax Memorial Park. As I do so, I always take time to visit the priests' graves, because that's where our diocesan priests are buried, too. It's always interesting to look at headstones, because it has the name of the person, then it will have a birth date, it will have a death date, and then this little piece of grammar called a dash in between. And that little piece of grammar sums up one's life, doesn't it? So we have to ask ourselves then, in light of this gospel, what do we do with our life, with all that God has given to us? What is our little dash going to be from beginning to end? So consider the parable today. Jesus talks about this master who entrusts these talents to his servants. Well, a talent back then was 100 pounds of silver. So if we put it into modern-day terms, considering that silver is about $17 an ounce, that first servant with five talents received about $136,000. And the second servant with the two received $55,000. And the last servant with the one talent received $27,000. All of it a good sum of money. Now, the master knew the abilities of each servant, so he gave them the talents that they would hopefully use wisely. Each one had an equal opportunity, in a sense. But in the end, when the accounting comes, as we heard, the first two double their money. They really put themselves into that investment from their master. The last one, though, buried it. How sad that was, and he is the wicked, lazy servant. So what about us? We could look at our lives then, first of all, on that natural level, and recognize that God has made us in his image, so each of us here reflects the goodness of God. God has given each of us our own abilities and talents. We're different. Not everyone is going to be the rocket scientist. Not everyone's going to be the great carpenter. Not everyone's going to be a doctor. Not everyone's going to be a teacher. We all have different talents. And we have different qualities of talent. No matter how well I might like to play the piano, I'm never going to be a concert pianist. That's not my talent. So be it. The challenge here is to recognize the gifts that God has given to us and use those gifts wisely and give him glory. God wants us simply to do the best that we can, to use those talents to give him glory, to also help others. In so doing, though, we're reflecting that image that God has given to us. In our world today especially, I fear that so many of our young people can be misled and almost being like that lazy, wicked servant. We can't be really wasting the opportunities given to us. When I was a chaplain at Marymount campus years ago in teaching, I was always disturbed when I saw young people waste their opportunity for an education by going out and drinking and sexting and not doing their work, not going to their classes, and so on. A waste of a college education. Or we think of those who may compare themselves to others and say, oh, well, I'll never be as good as that person. Why should I try? Or I'm disadvantaged for some reason. Why should I try? What laziness. Or then there's the person, too, who may be seduced into thinking that I'm entitled. Like, I'm entitled to a college education. Everything should be given to me. The world owes me. We have to cast that off. That's really the wicked, lazy servant attitude. Just aside, the other couple weeks ago, a young man knocked at my mom's door. I was at home on my day off. Mom answers the door, and the young man says, "I'm collecting money to help support my college education and the college education of other disadvantaged people like myself." He probably wished he never knocked on my mom's door. So my mom goes into the lecture, and the bottom line is, "Look, son, if you want a college education, join the military like my husband did, become a better person, serve your country, get your GI Bill, and you'll have your college education. You don't need to collect money." Good point made, Mom. And that's what we have to remember. But while we look at this natural level of what God has given to us, we can't forget the supernatural level. God so loved us, He gave us our Savior, Jesus, true God who became true man. He has shown us what that image of God is supposed to be reflected in our own lives. He has shown us how we're called to live our lives. So beginning with baptism, we have a life of grace. And here you and I really have equal opportunity. Christ has shown us the way. He has given us the sacraments. We can receive abundant graces through our prayer, the sacraments, of course, reading Scripture, so many ways. Christ has offered to us the great opportunity of becoming holy. You and I, though, have to seize the opportunity. All of us here really should want to become saints, to grow in that image and likeness as our Savior has shown us. This is so essential. But think of it. This is why when we look at all the saints, we have so many different kinds. We have kings and queens. We have popes, bishops, priests, religious brothers and sisters. We have simple husbands and wives, moms and dads, children at times. We have scientists, carpenters, physicians, lawyers, bakers, cooks, all kinds of saints. They took what God gave them, and with that life of grace, gave glory to God. Yesterday, in our country, in Detroit, we beatified Father Solanus Casey, a Franciscan priest who died in 1957. A very simple man. He was academically challenged, and so when he was ordained as a priest, he was called a simplex priest, meaning he wasn't allowed to hear confessions or preach publicly. Imagine. And yet, he still loved God. He did what was assigned to him. Usually, he ended up doing menial tasks like work around the monastery, answering the door, cooking meals, and so on. People loved him, though. They came to the door to ask him questions, to seek counsel, maybe to receive some kind of help. When he died, 20,000 people were at his funeral. He did a wonderful work with that little dash that God gave to him. All of us here, then, should be thinking about what God has given to us and what we're called, then, to the best of our abilities, with the help of His grace, to give back. Another important person that I think of, especially a few weeks ago, I was down at the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception with the Empty Nesters Club, the Old Bird Society, of which I'm a charter member. But anyway, we came to one of the chapels, and it was Our Lady of Hope. Bob and Dolores Hope gave that chapel. Many of you remember Bob Hope, the great entertainer, the comedian, died in 2003 at the age of 100. Well, he came to this country when he was 4 years old. His parents immigrated from England. They were impoverished, living in Cleveland. His father was a stonemason. His mom was a homemaker. He entered vaudeville. He really didn't have any religious upbringing, but entered vaudeville. When he was about 30, he met Dolores Hope, his wife. They married. She, too, was from a poor background. Her father was a bartender. Her mom worked in the local grocery store. They had a marriage that lasted 70 years. Consider Hollywood. 70 years of marriage. Was it easy? No. Dolores Hope, though, was a very faithful Catholic who went to Mass every day, said the rosary every day, and part of that was the conversion of her husband, Bob. Now, Bob went on. We know Bob appeared in almost 100 different films, appeared on television. I think one of the best gifts that he gave was back to our country when for 57 years, every Christmas, from World War II through Vietnam, he spent entertaining the troops. He would gather different stars to come with him. He performed on aircraft carriers, army bases, and so on. He didn't charge anything. This was his act of charity. When he was 90, he was finally baptized. His wife's prayers really had been heard. He was baptized, and he began going to daily Mass, saying the rosary every day. As I said, he died at the age of 100. What a great gift. He took that little dash and filled it out, showing God the many gifts that God had entrusted to him. So my brothers and sisters, we're coming to the close of our liturgical year. Next week we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King. Then we start Advent. It's a good time to pause and reflect on our own lives. God has invested so much in us. The very gift of our life. God has willed us to be here. God has given us our own unique qualities and gifts. He has given us abundant graces that we need to accept. The key is, what do we do with it? We have a beginning, we have an end. When the time comes, we leave everything behind, and all we present to our Lord is that little dash. May we hear our Lord then say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of my rest." May God bless you.